Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Welcome to Hollywood and Levine. I am Ken Levine, your podcast host. This week, I have a little play to play for you, a little comedy to amuse you as you're on the treadmill or driving to work. And this goes back some 40 years. Oh, my God, how can that possibly be? But David and I, at the time, my partner David Isaacs, we had a development deal, so we were exclusive to Lorimar, and our job was to create pilots. Well, there was a lull in the calendar because this was like April and the networks weren't even going to be hearing pitches until June. So we had nothing to do, and we decided as an exercise to write 4 one-act plays in 4 different comic styles. And we had sort of an umbrella theme, which was Los Angeles. And so we called it City of Angles. And we got an equity waiver production, very swank. It was on the second story over a pizza parlor at 5th and Western. And if you know anything about L.A., you know you do not want to go to 5th and Western under any circumstance, much less to see a play. But people came out, and back in those days when theater was a much bigger deal in L.A., we got reviewed by the L.A. Times. They sort of liked us. The Herald Examiner, okay. Variety hated us, and the Hollywood Reporter liked us. So we did 4 plays, and I was able to make a video of it. And I came across it lately, and I looked at it, and I'll be honest with you, it's not very good. We've gotten a whole lot better over the last 40 years, as you would expect or at least hope. But there's only one of the 4 that, to me, still really stands up and is still really fun. And so that's the one I am going to share with you this week. It is called 555 Give. Now, back in the late 70s, early 80s, when there was public access and cable channels were just starting to really make an impact, there was a guy. He was a preacher. His name was Dr. Gene Scott. He had a TV station, a local TV station, so he was on one of the cable channels, and he also had a radio station. And this guy was on television 24 hours a day. He's a very handsome, distinguished man in his 50s with flowing white hair. He wore an expensive suit. And he sat in this crazy-ass chair that had, like, buffalo horns on it. If you were just, like, channel surfing and you came across this, you would stop. It's like, who is this guy? And he was very unique because you have TV preachers who would beg or kind of cajole you to contribute. This guy was a master salesman, and this guy would yell at you. He would tell jokes. He would just beat the crap out of you in order to get this money. And like I said, he was on the air 24 hours a day. He probably taught Bible study of the 24 hours, 11 minutes, maybe 13 or 14. And the rest of the time was fundraising, was just fundraising. Then he got in trouble with the FCC because they wanted to check his books. And he didn't want the FCC to check his books. So that was like another 6 hours of just haranguing about the FCC. And eventually he lost his license. And he had to give up the radio station and he had to give up the TV station. And he, at one point, went off the air and passed away a number of years later. But this guy was a true character and a true personality. I remember one time I was in a hotel coffee shop in L.A. having a breakfast meeting, because we all have breakfast meetings in L.A. And at one table, like right next to us, was Dustin Hoffman having lunch with some people I don't know. And Gene Scott came into the room and sat down at a table on the other side of the dining room. And Dustin Hoffman, who at the time was a major, major star. This is when he was doing Tootsie and Kramer versus Kramer, and he was a major, major star. He was unbelievably starstruck. He was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, Dr. Gene Scott, oh, my God, there he is, Dr. Gene Scott. So, like I said, this guy was a personality. And if you happen to be in Los Angeles during that period, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, one of the comic styles that we chose to do was a monologue. We wanted to do like a 20-minute monologue. And we thought, what about a character based on Dr. Gene Scott? And the basic premise is that he had 30 minutes to make $30,000. We were able to get an excellent actor to play the part, a guy by the name of John Erickson, and he since has passed away. He lived to be 93 years old. Handsome man, just a handsome, rugged guy. Back in 1954, he starred in a movie with Elizabeth Taylor. He was the romantic lead along with Elizabeth Taylor in a movie called Rhapsody. You might know him if you're a TV freak from the 60s, in that he was the sidekick on a show called Honey West. That was like a detective show starring a very hot detective in Anne Francis, and he was her partner. But he's been in everything. Just, you know, you look at his IMDb credit list, and like I said, there's 107 entries, and in many cases, he did 3 or 4 episodes of The Virginian, and 5 episodes of The Fugitive, and episodes of NCIS, and yeah, he's done pretty much everything. So picture this really handsome guy sitting in this big chair, and he has 30 minutes to make $30,000. And I will play that for you right after this word from my brand new sponsor, Zenvia Hemp. One in five people have an anxiety disorder of some kind, including social anxiety, PTSD, OCD, and everyday stress. Probably you. Rather than deal with it by taking pills that may be addictive and come with side effects, why not try a more natural and organic alternative like CBD? Studies have shown that CBD can alleviate symptoms of stress, anxiety, and depression, as well as lower blood pressure, improve brain health, and provide many other health benefits. Zenvia Hemp is my new sponsor, and they have a variety of full-spectrum CBD products made from premium hemp extract. Their CBD contains 0 to 0.3 THC, so it does not give you a high like marijuana. Its benefits are physical as well as mental. Zenvia Hemp carries a cooling gel which alleviates pain by improving blood flow. It's perfect for back pain and post-workout muscle aches. So, shop from products such as organic oils, gummies, soft gels, body lotions, massage oil, cooling gel, and face serums by visiting zenviahemp.com. I'm going to spell it for you. zenviahemp.com. And you get free shipping on orders of over $75 within the United States. Plus, I want to give you a promo code so that you can get 15% off of your order. I got to do that for you guys. Use the code KEN15 during checkout to get 15% off of your order. Once again, that is zenviahemp.com. You will thank me. Okay, are you ready? Again, picture, handsome man, big, crazy buffalo chair, trying to get $30,000 in 30 minutes. This is 555-GIVE.
There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. We need money around here. Cold, hard cash. Now, Jesus isn't paying for our airtime. That burden, or should I say privilege, he's leaving to you. He's testing you, folks. He'll do that from time to time. Are you going to let him down? Would you rather be the rich man that hath nothing? $30,000, or they're going to yank me off the air! Our ministry is just gone. I'm sitting here today, tomorrow at the same time, you're watching Gilligan. I'm the skipper. That'll tickle the devil pink. He loves that program. He hopes your kids will watch it. $30,000! That's a small price to pay to keep the Lord on the cable. The Bible says the words of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom is a flowing brook. Now, you want to take this microphone out of my hand and dam me up? Luke, how much time have we got? How much time have we got? About half hour. 30 minutes. 30 minutes for $30,000. Now, you see these numbers at the bottom of the screen? Let's get going. If only 30 people will give $1,000 each, we're home free. Hallelujah. Or if 60 people give $500 each. And another way of doing it is 30,000 people giving a buck apiece. But I've only got four lines. And I'll be honest with you. I don't care how it comes in. Why, you could wheel up a deuce and a half loaded with pennies. Except I'd like to have them in rolls. Now, we got to keep this ministry on the air, people. It's not for me. And it's not for Luke. It's not for our singers, the revivalettes. We don't have to keep our pretty faces on television. We're toting the word of God here for you. Now, you want to hear about the plan he's got for you? You want to reach heaven? You don't just go picking up a complimentary map at some Arco station. You want to know why you're forgiven? Well, then you better come up with that $30,000. One and a half hour. This is a ministry. It's going to be gone. You're going to be lost in the wilderness. 40 years, Gilligan's Island. Well, I got nothing more to say. Luke, let's hear the long arm of God. No, hold it, Luke. Let's keep it right here. I don't want any music for inspiration. I want some figures. Now, come on, you people. Light up those phones. And if you're listening to our FM channel, 106.4, top of the dial, top of the mount, our phone number here is 555-GIVE. The time is ticking away. The devil is pulling the rug out inch by inch. We've been here 4 days straight now. And we did it this way so we wouldn't have to ask you for the whole 100,000 at once. Now I'm beginning to wonder if I wasn't too easy on you, because we're still 30,000 short. I'm tired of asking, begging. This is not why I went into the ministry. Although I did know that I would need some money to build that glass cathedral. The Lord Jesus told me he wanted sitting on Hawthorne Boulevard across from the old town hall. Lord knows I've done everything he's asked me to do. Done it even with double-digit inflation. But I'm getting tired. Proverbs says, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Well, that's me right now. I'm looking across the river, and I'm seeing nothing but Philistines, Amorites, Hittites, Babylonians, and the Sumitomo Bank. Now, the Bible also says, when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Now, you've got the fertilizer. God's whole forest is in your hands. Glendale, $500. That's a start. Rosita, we love you, Reverend Porter. Here's $100. Well, you must not love me enough. Pasadena, $500. That's 28 and change left. That's not going to do it, people. I hear that devil popping a champagne cork. I think that you people think that I'm fooling around here. I'm not. I'm not going to sit around and just watch this ministry be destroyed. We work too hard. A whip for a horse, a bridle for an ass, and a rod for a fool's back. I'm a fighting pastor. If I have to sit here and yell at you for the next 25 minutes, I'll do it. From here to Canaan and back, so help me, as God is my viewer. You know, if I was you, I'd be diving for that phone with tears streaming down my face. The devil's got Sunset Strip. You've seen what's happening out there in West Hollywood. He's creeping down La Cienega. The disco replaces the church in his wake. And you think your home is safe? Are you going to use that money to buy yourself a fancy burglar alarm system to keep the devil out? Yeah, Satan will come to your door. He'll see that you're protected by Westinghouse. That'll certainly send him scampering right back to the inferno. This is the only place that your money's going to do any good. Here's the light. Here's the truth. Jesus' recruiting station. We're no more. No more army. And they're going to turn your garage into a leather bar. He who walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Folks, it's this ministry. All the sewer. Pasadena. $1,000. I asked for $28,000. Burbank. $250. No wonder everybody makes fun of your city. Burbank again, $500. I'm never setting foot in there again. West Covina, $5,000. 22, 150 to go. 18 minutes left. Let's hear green pastures and golden streets, Luke. On second thought, save it until tomorrow. Let them pay to hear it. I was brought up around in the Fort Sill, Oklahoma. It's Cannon Cocker country. There was an old man that lived there. His name was Pete. I never knew his last name. Oh, that could have been his last name. Well, he had a few acres and some livestock, and he had an old fence that was always getting busted, and he paid me 35 cents to fix it up. Now, when you're 9 years old, that's a lot of money. At least it was then. He was too bent over to come out and check my work. I come in, and he'd want to see my hands. If they were dirty, well, that was good enough for him. He'd send me home with my wages. Well, I'd be in a smart little squirt. I figured that if I could get these bits real dirty, I could just skip the work. Boy, I was the oyster's eye stage. I mean, the joy of getting 35 cents for nothing. Boy, and I tried it one day, you know, and it worked. Pete never knew. Thing is, though, on the next day when I came back, he said he didn't need me anymore. See, my pathway to a gracious and easy life was just slammed in my face. I still got that 35 cents. Oh, it's a constant reminder that you don't get nothing for nothing. Now, that's true everywhere. Son. Now, tonight means that much to me. And if I can give that 35 cents, you surely can give 22,000. For riches certainly do make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle to heaven. Luke, let's hear nearer, my Lord, to thee. Left. Luke, hold it. Let's keep it right here. Northridge, $500. Glendale, $1,000. Downey, $1,000. Burbank, $250. Burbank, don't bother. Alhambra, $1,000. Alhambra wants to know why we won't mention the names of the donors on the air. It's simple. I don't want to embarrass those people who've given less than $5,000 by mentioning their name. Pasadena, $1,000. That's it. 11 minutes left. We need 18,400 more. That's still more than half. I guess I just haven't made much impact on you people. Even with our all-night Bible classes, our celebrated children's program, Nativity Street, the Mobile Healing Clinic, our fight against the State Attorney General for your First Amendment rights when he tried to search through my books. It's unbelievable. It's meant nothing to you. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. I should have known, Lord, they've forgotten us. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressors shall destroy them. I'm not going to be on television anymore. Luke, I didn't tell you to play anything. Pasadena, $1,000. Rosemead, $1,000. Pasadena, $1,000. East Los Angeles, $500. Gracias. Beverly Hills, $10. That's not funny, Luke. Pico Rivera, $500. Glendale, $2,000. Burbank, not even going to read it. Eagle Rock. Reverend Porter, the devil has tempted us with a trip to a Club Med. Take this $2,000. Is that upset? Glendale, $1,000. Pasadena, $1,000. How about $10,000 to go? In 7 minutes. Seven. Oh, what that number means to his faithful. The seventh day, the seven sons, the seven hills of Rome where martyrs stood, the seventh psalm, O Lord my God, in thee do I give my trust, and now this 7 minutes. Well, now 6 minutes. Devil wants me off the air in a bad way. He's tying up those phones now. You see, the idiot calls are coming in, the cranks with the phony pledges. Well, we know who you are. You think you're hilarious? What you don't know is that you're just instruments of Satan. You're nothing but unwitting dupes, assheads, and monkeys. He wants me off this air in a bad way. I'm sitting here making him miserable every day, fighting him toe-to-toe. He's a low puncher. I think he's got me against the ropes. I can hear that 10 count, except it's backwards. 10 minutes, 9 minutes, 11 minutes, 7 minutes, 6, 5 minutes. A mom and dad back there. I want to bring out Mom and Dad. I need their support. I need their strength. I want to hold their hand. They went home. My folks went home. Mary and Joseph Porter. You're listening to our FM 106.4. I know how tough this is on you. Oh, that I were, as in months past, in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through the darkness as I was in the days of my youth. It's Job 29, Ma. You drive carefully. $10,000, less than 4 minutes. What is wrong with you people? I mean, haven't you got any sense at all? I mean, what good is your money if this ministry is gone? Oh, I hear you. I hear you whining. I ain't got $1,000, Reverend Porter. Well, sure, you already got a first mortgage on the house. Good for you. Take out a second mortgage on his house. Do I have to do all your thinking for you? Oh, God. Three minutes, 5, 5, 5. All right, it don't matter. See, I feel broken anyway. I'm too tired and I don't care. Oh, Jesus, I'm scared. Help me. Though I speak, my grief is not assuaged. Though I forbear, what am I eased? And now he hath made me weary. Thou hast made desolate all my company. Thou hast put wrinkles in me, which beareth witness against my face, and my leanness that rises in me is witness against me. He teareth at me with his breath that hath at me, he gnasheth me with his teeth. Mine eyes, my enemy, he sharpened his eyes upon me. They have gaped upon me with their open mouth, they have smitten me upon the cheek reproachfully, they have gathered themselves together against me. And God hath delivered me to the ungodly and turned me over to the hands of the wicked. Burbank. Mrs. Marjorie Mumford of Burbank. $10,000. Oh, Lord be praised. We did it. We're delivered. Hallelujah. The ministry is alive on this channel. Oh, God. Well, nice. I mean, that's all the time we got. Tomorrow night, we'll begin the thing to get me to the Holy Land. So think about it. Good night.
Well, there you go. 555 Give, starring John Erickson, which was one of four plays, and is the only one that I think holds up in any form or fashion, called City of Angles, that David Isaacs and I did way back in... Okay, that'll do it for this week. Next week is episode 300. What am I going to do? Our thanks, as always, to Adam and Susie Meister-Butler, to Howard Hoffman, and to John Wolfert and Bruce and Jason Miller. My email address, HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. That's HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. I'm on Twitter at Ken Levine. Sign up for that. I'm also on Instagram, Hollywood and Levine, where I showcase a number of my cartoons, as I am a contributing cartoonist to The New Yorker. Okay. Thanks so much for listening, and we will see you again next week for episode 300 of
Hollywood and Levine.